This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
I have guests in studio with the new single out. They're going to tell us all about that, right? And Adventure Family, help me welcome. Ish. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just taking a bit. Help me welcome Floyd D. I got One Double Loy and Chima Music right here in the studio. Chima, what weave? What's up, Lee?
Floyd D.
Why weave? Weaver for what? As a television. And what are you doing? How you guys doing, man?
Good.
Uh-huh.
Good.
I need you closer. Let me do this for you. I need you closer. There we go. I think it will be good. There we go.
Yes, thank you.
We can start again. Floyd, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, brother.
Yeah, it's good to have you back in the province, Ali. Never to return. All right. Wanda, how you doing?
I'm fantastic.
First time actually getting to meet you. We've been playing your music, but thank now you. At least I can put, you know, the face to the voice.
Awesome.
Right? Chima.
Abuti.
Hola.
Nice. Now get sharp, man.
No, it's great. So you did promise last week when we spoke, what a walk.
What a good road.
Right? So, I mean, you guys have a new single out. Can you feel it? And, you know what? I need to do something before we get straight and deeply into this conversation, right? I need to take you through the process. You're actually going to take me through the process of what was going on in studio when you guys were making the song, right? So I'm going to ask you a few questions. It's a game. Simple stuff.
Okay.
You know? So what's going to happen is that I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And you must tell me who is guilty, right, of doing that during the making of the song. Or the songs that you make, right?
Okay.
So question number one. Who was on their phone a lot during the making of the single?
Who must answer? All of us. Lance.
Anyone?
Floyd.
Okay. It's got me.
Okay.
All right. So you are on your phone a lot, my brother.
Yeah.
Clearly. And who, you know, always wanted something to eat mid-production?
Floyd.
Okay. So, who wanted a glass of something more than others?
Wanda.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Who was always late?
No one.
Impressive. And I think I know the answer to this one, but who was the one always cracking jokes? I know the answer to this one.
Guilty.
You know? No, man, and that's how we kickstart the show, right? I just needed us to get more comfortable, just so that also, you know, my Adventure Family can get to know who I'm speaking to. So it's always great, you know, for people to know. So now that we got that out of the way, I think I'll start with Wanda, right?
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people, you know, knew you as a jazz singer.
Yes.
Right? Didn't you find it hard, you know, to experiment with different genres?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up listening to house music since I was at school. In high school, I was introduced to house music from the days of Yovel Tandoor, which is way back.
Okay.
But my introduction into music as a vocalist was obviously geared more into the jazz aspect from the influences that were around me, especially my father.
Okay.
And, you know, the people that groomed me into music. But I'm just a singer. I don't like to be boxed into a specific genre. I think I do what feels good, and if I can do it, I will do it.
Oh, amazing. Chima, thank you for unblocking me, my brother.
I'm blocking you.
You know, Salobana, the status jamo to the last time I we need some, and then jiggy, yeah, later there's nothing. I'm like, hi, Chima, but no blocky.
On WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I put my first status on WhatsApp yesterday. first date us ever, actually.
Yeah,
then,
yeah, our first
time. Yeah, the first date.
Our first. Like first date. You were born. Yo, I really need that. So, thank you for making time, man, to come and join us. We're no more, you know? Like, what does it take to have you? Just to come and visit the province, man.
For me to come to Polokwane most of the time is when I want money. No, let me be honest, it's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so most of the time I come to Polokwane, it's like a to spada. Sometimes I come to network.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when we promote music, I normally come to Polokwane because like Beggars Fort, so yes, it's like an hour, 30 minutes from here. So sometimes I come this side.
So that's why I get my guy like a Malachima. He's never this side, actually, unless.
You know? I think maybe if I was just talking to Floyd, like, you know, if Rasora Lot, man, we must just buy a house and build a studio this side or get a farm or something. We're talking about it just now because I'm like, get high, man.
No, but we're speaking it into existence. That's something that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Floyd, you're also, you know, no stranger to the deep house genre, right? Did you ever feel pressure, you know, to try other genres when it seemed like, you know, deep house wasn't receiving the love that it always, you know, receives?
Not really, at all. I just believe I was stick to what you know, what you love. Yes, of course, there'll be genres that are coming in and all that stuff, but I just believe also you must have an identity. You understand what I mean? If I go out and say, like, hey, I want to listen to some, you know, good hip-hop and whatever, I know that, okay, hey, let me go and listen to Kim Bash because I know that that's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
So now, sometimes when you're all over the place now, it feels or maybe it looks like you don't have an identity.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, so deep house will always be there. It'll never die. You know?
That's what I love. Yeah. That's why people are always saying, Pesha, we lick a piano. I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need you to, you know, me and my producer were having a back and forth of the pronunciation of, is it Queen
Choco?
Choco, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got it right then. That's fine. I needed you to say it on air. So, where is she? You know, we haven't heard from her in a while. What's the story?
Hello.
she's around.
Is that all you're giving us? She's around.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, yeah. trying to be so many things is really challenging. But at the same time, I try and keep it alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wherever there is an opportunity for each, I grab.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes it will be a season for Queen Choco, sometimes it will be a season. Because, I mean, I haven't been recording in a while.
Mm.
Actually, Chima and Floyd were people who have been pulling me back into the booth and, you know, getting more recordings done. So, yeah, so you'll be surprised. She might just pop out again.
December. All right. I'm still hanging out in studio with Floyd D, Wanda Baloy, and Chima Music, right? And getting to know them a bit more. Chatting all things music. There's music from Floyd D, Now and Then, man, alongside LW Green. And this is the Chima Music Remix. Maru, ukwa monati maru ziburu neldi remix, Chima. Like, ntula unyo arwa tzaki nkin, namu. Doesn't it ever? Do you get used to it, man?
I even forget that I make music sometimes. It's not in my head.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's like a messenger. They send you, just do it, and then you move on with your life.
With your life, no?
Mm-hmm.
Because I listen to y'all's music, and I'm like, I don't think I'll ever get used to that. Salo bano bana batuba jevela diko shachara wow tag about the end, enjoying, and you're like, but that's me. And for you, it's like, I was sent to do
if
that.
If it gets in your head, you have a problem.
Yeah, so maybe someone, but never mind. It's okay. I'm still hanging around, man. It was Floyd D, Wanda Baloy, and Chima Music. You know, getting to know them and chatting all things music. They have a new single out, and it's called Can You Feel It? So, I mean, the three of you guys, you know, have worked together on several projects, right? Before, one would want to know where the relationship started. So that's what I want to ask you. How did you guys meet? I don't know who wants to take this one. Wanda, why are you... What happened? Yeah, maybe Chima.
Ladies first. What happened to ladies first?
No, ladies first. You know? So maybe, yeah, Wanda, maybe let me put you on the spot. How did you guys meet?
With who?
All of. All over.
All over.
Tina, how did I meet you?
I think it was the time I used to be a troll on Twitter when I was still a child. I'd be posting videos and be like, who can sing on this?
Yes.
I think that's how I knew one.
That's how where people.
So trolling helps, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy then.
I remember that.
Actually, it was a Twitter moment. And then we went into studio, right?
I know it's the first time we even went to studio. Was it 2020?
Got COVID. During COVID, yes.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And we haven't released those songs.
No.
Wow.
And we recorded a couple.
Yeah.
Mm. And then with Chime and Floyd, I know they also go away, but how did the trio just gel together? Take this one, Floyd. I want you here.
Obviously, I've been knowing Chima for years. Then me and Wanda, we met at an event a long time ago in Durban at the Canelands.
Mm.
And then we exchanged numbers, actually. But I've always known, Wanda. I've liked the music and stuff. Okay. Exchanged numbers. We just lost touch a bit. Uh-huh. But then we connected again. And then I think for us to gel together as the three of us, besides them doing other...
Yes.
I think it was the song that we took out the... Surprise. Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the first song on my album, Surprise. So we said, no, man. So me and Chairman said, you know what? This song has that thing of bossa nova, loungy.
Mm.
You know, it needs a female vocalist. And then we said, let's speak to Wanda, you know?
Right.
And that's how we got Wanda into studio. Then we just became family.
That's amazing, man. Chaba, I mean, I need you to take me through, or take us, rather, through the song-making process, you know?
Yeah.
How do you guys plan and execute a song?
I don't plan. That's another thing. Yeah, actually, how the song was made, we're doing something else, and... people went outside to go and talk a little bit, and then when they came back, there was something else happening. So, someone was sleeping. And then next thing, you know, I normally don't plan. I just press. I don't even plan. Not at all. I've never planned any song in my life. That's what I'm saying. It's a messenger. Deliver and then live.
That's it.
Live your life again. Yeah.
No, get Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit.
It's very possible.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Wanda,
yes.
Since you know you've been saying that they're dragging, they've been pulling you back into the studio, please take me through that. How has that been like?
What?
Being in studio, back in studio, always making music.
For me, like he said, it's a calling. It's something that is in you. It will never leave you.
Mm.
Even if you feel, you know, life sometimes takes us through journeys.
Yes.
And there's moments where I'm like, you know what, I'm done with this thing. I don't want this thing anymore. But it's you.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it, because you wake up in the morning, you go out in the streets, you listen to music.
Yeah.
You go to events, you go to places, it's music. Like, it's you.
Yeah.
So when I get an opportunity to be around people who actually believe in me, it revives that passion and that gift in me.
Mm.
And then it just kind of reawakens my spirit. And it all comes back to who I actually am, and it's music.
All right. I think I need to get just a small review from you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the song in itself, like the meaning to you. Like, what does this song mean to you? And I need individually, maybe you can. I'm sure it can't be the same thing, right? I'm sure it can't. Just a little, doesn't have to be a thesis. Just something short, small, about what the song actually means to you.
For me, I would say, because I haven't released music in a while, something that I'll say is my own music. I'll say it's more like a restart, kind of, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a restart and trying to, obviously the industry is also going through its own things. I also went through my own things. So now it's like, okay, start again. It's like a new chapter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's reliving love. Remembering what love is.
Mm.
Whether it's love in relationships or whatever, or the love in music. For me, it was also reminding myself of my love of music.
Amazing. Floyd?
For me, I just believe, we're just reviving the soulful genre, house music back. and which I think people have missed that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's been out for a month now, am I correct?
Yes, it's a month.
Almost a month, yeah.
It's almost a month now. Yeah. And how has the reception, you know, from the fans been?
No, it's good. I won't lie. I think when I meet people, they always want to say, okay, that new single is nice, man. Why have you been quiet all along?
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's what it's doing. And anything, everything is just organic, you know. Because I don't do TikTok challenges. So I don't believe in, like, going viral. It must just grow organically. And it must have a meaning to every person who plays it. So I think it's very good, even now. The radio plays it. I'm like, oh, beautiful.
Yeah, no,
I'm grateful for that. And also, interview... You know,
we're here.
Yeah,
we're here.
Not deserving, but you know, it's grace. You know,
I like that.
Yeah,
no, I like that.
If I preach,
I'm gonna get out toilet. Yeah, yeah. We'll go back to the music before he starts. I got a little bit. And I mean, is the single, you know, a lead to a body of work, or maybe?
Yeah, I'm praying so. Yeah, because I normally drop an album every 3 years, so now it's the third year, so it has to be an album in August.
Okay, so we might just not receive this single, we might just get a full body of work.
Yeah,
that would be exciting.
Yeah, it will be, especially because I realize that soulful house music is not being released anymore locally. Especially with vocals, everyone is just doing instrumentals, and I'm like, no, let's take it back a little bit.
No, we need you to revive. As Floyd said, that for him, it's a revival. It's starting again. So I think we have the trio here. We have the people that can actually save.
Try.
Did you say try?
Yeah, try to save.
Okay, let's say save. And I mean, from each one of you, man, what can people expect, you know, from you in the near future?
I think for us... we'll be making more music. We're just growing the catalog.
Yeah.
We just want to get into studio and cook, keep on cooking, because like as Chama said, the new single has been received very well.
Yeah.
From the DJs, everybody, like, you know, in public, because also I think it's not only speaking about it's not speaking to the males, because even it's more speaking to the females, because what I know about Soulful House, it speaks more about it relates to to women also, because they like sing-along.
100%.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna give you a chance, you know, to say something to your Limpopo fans before I ask you what a Limpopo. But for now, just, you know, any thank yous or whatever you'd like to say to the people of Limpopo that are actually listening to, the millions of people that are listening to you right now.
Now say, guys, go check out the single. The name of the single is called Can You Feel It? And you won't be disappointed. Every person that played it, they always say, no, man, actually, how did I miss this song? You know? Yeah.
I'm putting you there. You always want to get under the table. And I'm begging you straight in the face.
I'm shy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Chima said, go out and definitely get the music, listen to the music, give us your response, tell us if you like it, if you don't like it. Because, I mean, music, as much as we do for people, we also want to hear what people think about it, the feedback and stuff. Because it's a talent that you are in a booth all by yourself with the people you're working with, then you're throwing it to strangers. You don't even know who you're throwing it
now
to.
Now that I think about
so
it.
So now you want to know, did the strangers receive it? So yeah, we would love to hear feedback. We want to get that engagement and also come through.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Floyd?
Yeah, the single is hot. As you can, the name of the song, Can You Feel It? So like, just, let them buy. Please support us. And we love everybody that's supporting us right now.
100%. Since you're still on the mic, Floyd, where can people find you guys on the socials?
On the socials, Instagram.
She'll talk.
It's DJ Floyd D. And then on Facebook, it's Floyd Duba.
Okay.
And then on the Facebook page, it's Floyd D.
All right.
Yeah.
One Deezy.
I am at Wanda Baloy on everything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, same thing.
All right.
Tinder.
Have we met?
On everything.
We throw in most
of our time. Oh my gosh.
Okay, even myself, I'm channel music on everything. Except Tinder.
Oh man, Floyd D, Wanda, Chama, thank you guys so much for coming through, man, to the studio. Such a an amazing honor to host and have you guys. May everything you guys are planning, may, you know, come and bear the fruits. You know, that's what we would love to see. I'm excited. I know Floyd will always, you know, talk about it, or hey, Ogarle, I'm a hip hop, you're not into these things. But you know what? It's growing on me. Being here on radio actually helps me, you know, figure out and experience every single sound. And it's actually beautiful to see, you know, people from Limpopo doing big things as well. So we really do appreciate the work that you're putting in. And thank you so much for making time to come and speak to us. Yeah.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.